Over 1,500 of you have read Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. But now, there's more rational answers to more stupid questions. Stupidity never dies, it just evolves. My new book covers tons of new arguments and materials, such as the ones you see on the screen here, plus many more. And you can get yours for just $15. Every single copy is personally signed and shipped by me. So if you want to be prepared to respond to people, or if you just want to learn the science behind these things, then pick up your copy using the link in the description below. Thank you.
If all animals, well, most mammals, including humans, need milk to survive, how did we come along? How were babies developed into full-grown adults?
What would the fact that, oh, I have no ammo and I just started a boss fight. That's absolutely brilliant. I don't understand how, if we need milk, how we can't become adults. You know that children stop drinking milk and then they start eating regular food, right? That has nothing to do. Like, forget evolution. What you're saying is not a problem. Stop. What you're saying is not a problem for evolution. What you're saying means that humans can't exist even if evolution isn't true. Because what you're describing has nothing to do with evolution. It has to do with our lifespan.
What would it evolve from? Every animal needs breast milk or formula.
Mammals do, but not all mammals do that in the exact same way. Do you know what a kangaroo is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so kangaroos don't have nipples.
Right, but I'm a human, and I need that.
So a kangaroo is a type of mammal.
You need it, but you're not a kangaroo.
Let me know. Can I speak now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so if evolution is true, it means that organisms have changed over time. And what you would expect if evolution is true, for there to be organisms that are at a sort of different level or a different progression in the evolution. So humans have boobies and teats, and we breastfeed our young. Well, if that trait gradually evolved, then it has to evolve from a simpler form. And we see that. Echidnas, which are the egg-laying mammals, they just they have like what are equivalent to basically sweat glands. And they leak milk out of those sweat glands, and so their young nurse from that. And then with the marsupials, I forgot what they're called. With the marsupials, for them it's similar. I might have the monotremes slightly wrong, but I do know that they nurse. But we see simpler variations or different variations of the nursing process in the animal kingdom. And it corresponds extremely well with other intermediates, like the monotremes, which are egg-laying mammals. Well, if evolution is true and mammals give birth to live young, but most other terrestrial animals lay eggs, then having an egg-laying mammal is actually super strong supporting evidence of evolution as well. And those egg-laying mammals have a simpler expression of the nursing trait as well. So those things match together extremely well.
So how would you describe how humans came about then?
Evolution.
Well, so what did they evolve from?
Homo heidelbergensis.
And what did those evolve from?
Homo erectus.
Okay, and what did those evolve from?
Homo habilis.
All right, we're getting closer. And what did those evolve from?
Buddy, eventually we're going to get to the point where I don't know, and that's not going to prove anything other than you've shifted the goalpost. I literally only need one in order to prove that we have evidence of this, and I do.
So, all right, so even if you go back to the furthest one, and it would still need a mother or something to give that life, to give being there. There's no way an infant can survive without a parent. It's impossible.
Yeah, obviously.
Right. So,
okay, can we just acknowledge that you wanted to know where humans evolved from, and I told you we know, and now you're just searching for something else I don't know, as if that disproves all of the other knowledge.
The first two things I said was evolution. I wanted to know your point, and I said, so you're considering creation fake, is what I first said. I stated the two things that I was going to speak about.
Okay.
Bacteria doesn't need milk. That's true. But bacteria formulating into an object does need milk. I'm sorry. I was answering somebody's
question. I figured. Yeah, eventually that happened. So let me just ask you. Let me just demonstrate why I don't think your line of questioning is very good. So do you know what the capital of Texas is?
Yes, Austin.
Okay, who was the very first governor of Texas?
Because
In order for Texas to exist and in order for it to have a capital, there has to be a governor because the governor has to live in the capital. So do you know who the very first governor of Texas was?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, see, I'm part of this cult that doesn't believe that Texas even exists. And since you were unable to tell me who the first governor of Texas is, I guess I'm right, aren't I?
Oh, not really, because we could look up facts of who that was. You can't look up facts.
Let's pretend that we never, ever... Let's pretend that it's 1,000 years in the future, and some of those records have disappeared, and so we'll never know who the first governor of Texas is. There's still... what I'm doing here is I'm shifting the goalpost, and I'm pretending if we don't know one particular thing, that somehow undermines all of the other evidence that we have. And it just absolutely does not.
But then we go to common sense and we realize that Texas is here and Texas does have a governor.
So common sense also says that evolution is just so incredibly obviously true. Right? Hello?
Oh, sorry. Right. Common sense tells us that we're creations and something created us.
I really strongly disagree with that, but maybe we have two different kinds of common sense. So go ahead and start.
If I have a kid and I put the baby in the woods, it can't survive. It's impossible.
Yeah, I know. Everything. So you're asking
me,
how can evolution be possible because everything needs a parent? Well, guess what?
Right.
When organisms reproduce, there's a parent involved. So, like, there's literally no problem here at all.
There is.
Evolution has baked into it the organism that comes before its offspring. There are always parents for every single organism.
Right. That's true.
Okay, well, you haven't found a problem with evolution with this question, then.
What created that to make a parent? Because you need two. You need two strands of DNA. You need two strands.
Buddy, this isn't true. Bacteria reproduce, and they reproduce asexually with one parent. There are plants that can do that as well.
Right. Okay, so they're all producing one way. Then how did the first baby pop up? It takes two, right?
Well, if you buy my new book, More Rational Answers to More Stupid Questions, I tackle the question of evolution would have to produce a male and female of the same species in order for it to work. Because you're not the first person to ask me this question, and it's simply flawed. So, So the kind of reproduction that happens when a mommy and a daddy love each other very much is what we call sexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction is not the same thing as you put the P in the V. Sexual reproduction is just simply two different cells fuse together and combine their DNA to produce the first cell of a new organism, right?
Right.
that has been occurring for longer than biological sex has existed. We know this because we can see organisms that are not broken into male and female doing exactly this, combining cells together in order to reproduce. We can even see single-celled organisms doing this exact process.
Right. And those
You didn't know anything about this. This is not a gotcha for you. This is confirming evidence of evolution. So don't say right, because this has
those form to be something other than human. Those grow to be, you're looking at it through something else's lens. You're not looking at it through a human lens.
Stop. I need you to start over. I have no idea what you think you're saying. What are you arguing for right now?
You're saying that we have evidence of something growing like that, and we can see that now. Right, but those evidence that you're saying aren't human beings. And if they were, why aren't they
human beings? Human beings.
Why are we not? You're not letting me finish. Why are we not?
Because I already know why you're wrong, and I'm trying to tell you.
And I'm trying to say, why is nothing else producing new that way?
Okay, so we can return to what you just said in a second here. Human beings are a very recent organism. Life has existed on this planet for billions of years. Humans have only been around for a few hundred thousand years. So this whole thing of the evolution of sexual reproduction and biological sex happened so much longer before humans were on the planet that we don't need to answer the question, how did it happen to humans? It happened before there even were humans.
Okay.
So it doesn't happen for humans. It happens before we ever existed.
Okay, so you're saying every animal here was created that way?
No. Or, well, for animals, hold on. Let me think about this for a second. Do all animals engage in sexual reproduction? No, some don't. Hydras don't, for example. I'm not sure about, tardigrades, if they do... they do sexual reproduction, but I don't think they're broken into distinct biological sexes. And I really don't think hydras are. So, no, the first animals... almost certainly did sexual reproduction, but they weren't broken into biological sexes. And many animals today are hermaphroditic, like slugs and snails. They got sperm-producing organs. They have egg-producing organs. So they're not really male or female. They're male and female at the same time.
That's all I wanted to say. I won't speak up anymore. I do appreciate the answers that you gave me.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. Seriously, I always wonder that, and kind of what I'm not gonna.
I believe your sincerity.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Hey, God did this, and somebody threw this here, but those were some of the questions, and that's all. I appreciate your time.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.